The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Vacation home.
Definitely, exactly. Now it's vacation.
Your temporary home.
Beautiful, beautiful, over the top.
Mark, how was the flight?
How was your flight?
How was the flight, Mark?
It was okay.
Empty, full.
Ellie Dykeman, I'll see you next week, baby.
You sure?
It's gonna be a wild party.
Wait. You're coming next week and I'm running away. Where are you coming?
This week. This Friday.
I know where not to be.
I'm coming Friday and I'm going to Lakewood for Shabbos.
I'm leaving tomorrow night. Go to Lakewood. I'm allergic to Lakewood, so it's fine. You can go to Lakewood.
You're allergic to Lakewood, but Monday, Tuesday, I'm gonna be in New York. In Brooklyn.
Ellie, when my Beit Shemesh, he builds Lakewood antibodies. That's the way it works. When you're in RBS.
Back on Tishbav, shorten your fast by like 8 hours.
Darishan, can you mute yourself?
Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
I was 12:15 already.
What time zone are you?
I'm in the Eastern time zone.
No, I can see, but like your body.
I don't know. I'm split across like 6 different zones.
Twilight zone. Is one of them the Twilight one?
You're assuming I'm that old to know what that means?
Yes.
Even I know what that
means. Auntie, are we having a party with the Rebbe tomorrow? Because you're leaving birthday. Avi.
What?
No, Avi, Tamil Auntie.
Okay.
Avi, oh, you're not. Avi, don't heal me.
Avi Mandelbaum hears you.
Manti, what's up, sir? Good morning, Rabboisai. Today the boy says the old side of the Israeli Kim HaKadosh Arizal. Rav Yitzchok Luria Zeche Tzadim Kodesh Levrocha, Rav Yitzchok Ben Rav Shloima. By Mordechai Binder, Lili Nishmas Rav Zev Avrom Ben Rav Yosef Shalom Binder Zeche Tzadim Levrocha. By Yisachar B. Rothbaum. Lili Nishmas, my dear sister, Leah Brein, maybe there's a lamed here, Reindel Bas Yitzchok Tzvi, and by Joe Shoman, for Shlema, for my wife, undergoing knee surgery, Paris HaChodesh, by Michael Bemela. You're going to love this. Even scream louder than that. Ah! In memory of his mother, Dvorah Feger Bas Shmuel, and father, Lomanach, Mendel Ben Elchanan, and Tzchos, to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. Says Shirley Adler from Spring Valley, New York. Dear Belly, there are no words to explain the geschmack you're putting into the shir. It's a chiddush for a litvak that has such a geschmack like a chosid. I want to warn you in advance. So you don't see any cold kair against the shir, you didn't succeed. I was waiting. I'm waiting for that, you know. Chas v'shalom. From your Talmud who listens and learns at Torah anytime for quite a few months now, Shirley Adler. I thought this is a tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. Tell me what you think. Good morning, Rebelli. I already feel a connection, although we never met. My mother grew up on 6548 St. Louis Avenue in Lincolnwood, Illinois. So first of all, that's a couple houses down from my Shver's house. What's amazing is I got this email yesterday. And we basically bought a house in Lincolnwood directly across the street from that house. 6553. This is 6548. What's going on here? Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. Her maiden name is Schnell. Her father is Jack Schnell. Curious if you knew them. My uncles are David and Tani Schnell. Where's Yeshua? Yeshua! You hear this? David and Tani Schnell. Vada, the very, very famous in Chicago. I've been trying to keep up with Chabura, but it's not easy when you don't have an actual shaitis of the Magichir. But ever since I listened to your interview with Yaakov and Nachi, everything changed. You're trying to get into Yaakov Langen to join, but he said he's doing Kinyan Masechta. Myself, I'm doing it. But now that I'm doing Sukkah, I figured it's a perfect time to join. I didn't even wait. I started on Yuma Daf Pei Hei. Like you said, don't wait until the Masechta is finished. Start now. Thank you for sending me the art scroll. I'm still trying to figure out when to listen to Shir. It's 12:15. It's a little late. Thank you, Rebelli. He's not in Chicago. He's from Clifton, New Jersey. Thank you, Rebelli, for making learning Yishmak and fun again. Avigdor Weiss. Shkoyach. Wow. From Aaron Sittner. Shalom Aleichem, Rebelli. If you have something to say, come over here and say it. I don't know what you're screaming over there. What are you saying? What is he saying? You have any idea? No. I didn't think so. Somebody that started daffing. Okay, Rabbi said you should all know somebody that started. What? I have no idea. Okay. Shalom Aleichem, Rebelli. I want to share a story with you that happened with my Rebbe, Rav Ram Klein Kaufman. He told us that he found a sefer in yeshiva and he had a kash on some point and wrote it into the margin. A few days later, he sees a response to his kash written under the note. This correspondence goes on a few times. He never saw who was writing the answers. One night, he gets a call that the yeshiva Farakway, it's the yeshiva Farakway, alarm went off at 2 a.m. So he went to investigate. He found your father writing in the sefer. He was the anonymous writer. That is my dad, yeah. What are you saying? You have an announcement to make?
No.
What?
No.
So why are you screaming over there? Come here, say your announcement. What? Oh, you said that he loves me. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Wow. I'm touched. Shkoy for screaming it out from the back, though. I'm sure if he was the Mechaber of the Sefer, he's not sure. Okay, Kol Tov. Ooh, we have, a lot of time here. This is from Avrumi Lightman. He's a speech pathology in Lakewood, pathologist. I want to express my hearts to tell you for a wonderful share that you give, and I truly feel that it would be very difficult to go with the grind of the daily daf if I did it any other way. My 13-year-old daughter sees me many times watching a shir in the evening, and she says, that Ellie Stefanski is your new bestie. Teen lingo for best friend. I also wanted to give thanks again to the sponsors, Mayuma Gemara. I have to say that your motto of catch up later was right on target for me. I finished myself a few days late. The only problem is that in my case, choyte niskar, because I get to make a seam in the 9 days. I believe that some say there's an inyan daf to make a seam in the 9 days. Okay. Avrumi Lightman. One more. We still have time. Revoice it. One more. Okay. First of all, I want to thank you so much for giving me the cheer. This must take hours to prepare. Extremely notes with clarity, credits including pictures, projects, blah, blah, blah. I was curious if one may or should answer Amen to the Bracha of Shahakol that you make on your water while watching the cheer. Zoom, blah, blah. I'm not a rub. I don't know. Anyway, it's time to get to the daf. Shmuley Hech, Brooklyn, New York. And then I got another one yesterday. Rebelli, on occasion I see you drink water without a bracha and something's with. Why?
Come on.
Something they drink without a bracha. Should I be saying amen when it's just seeing you making bracha? Mordechai. The answer is that because people don't know if to say bracha, so I try to make the bracha before shir starts. That's why you see me drink without a bracha. I don't know. I'm not a rov. I do daf yomi. I'm a balabas that does daf yomi. I don't know anything about. Anybody want pens? Oh, Danny. Okay, fine. Rabbi, you probably are wondering what goes on up there in that booth over there. I've never been up there until last night. You're not going to believe it. This is what goes on in the booth up there. It's pretty intense. Here's the audio board. Here's that new joystick, the $1,000 joystick. It's an amazing piece. And they're operating two cameras, and you have to know how to... My kids are, they feel cool when they push the buttons. It's like on TV. You push camera one, camera two, and going to camera, and he has this mouthpiece over here, and he's talking to the guy that's sitting right next to him. It's unbelievable. And if you look closely, right in this box right over here, you can see my chavrusa, Rabbi Didi Kramer, who's also on the screen, but this is what they see. This is how they see me. How you guys doing up there? It's unbelievable. All right. Great. Oh, we didn't do a good morning Rabbeisai from the Kaisel. Do we have that? Sounds not good. Oh, that one? Yeah, I know. So what? But it's kedai to do anyways. This is the picture of the Kaisel Siyum, one of them. It's a beautiful, beautiful gathering. Okay. Today also happens to be one of the records. I don't know. There's over 20 different pictures here that I had to print out. So hold on tight. Says the Gemara. We're holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis, all the way in the bottom, three lines from the bottom. Vo'isoi tefach hecham amidoi. We discuss machloikis. Is it shtayim kilchason, b'shlishis afil tefach? Is it two full walls that are seven tefachim plus the tefach? Was it three plus one tefach? If this, there is one tefach, shtayim kilchason, b'shlishis afil tefach, where do you put this tefach? So we have a big machloikis here. You don't really need the pictures. You can just look on the side of your Gemara. You have it pretty much all cleared up. Amara ma'amidoi keneged ha'yoytze. So, picture number one is you take this tefach, this brown piece, and you just put it by one wall. So it creates a third wall, and this is how we understand everything is beautiful. Omar le Rav Kadav Ravasi le Rav. The two of them told Rav, top of Dav Zayin Omidal, Ve'yamidenu keneged roish toyer. So you can see in the picture in Rashi, or you could look over here, it's in color. I just put the blue line here. If you put a little bit on the angle, it creates a triangle, and it closes up your wall. If you just put it out straight, then it's not closing anything. It's pretending to close one wall. Over here, it closes it off, creates a triangle, which is not a problem, l'chayra. There are some that say you shouldn't really make a sukkah out of a triangle, but of course you have here at least a zayin, or da, whatever the shear is with inside over here, and it closes it off. Another pshat. That's just on one of the two walls, but straight. It's ki'ilu, it's a third wall, but it's only one tefach. This, it's bent in on an angle, creating a line here. This one is bent to meet the other corner. Like, it's in line with this blue line that I threw on here. That's keneged roish tarv. The other one is that it's bent this way. It's in a straight line. Pretend here. This red line over here, that's what it's following. That's the first shot. Similar, but not right, not really. But Shasik Rav, according to one shot, he didn't like what they were saying at all. Excuse me. Ignore them. Another shot in the Rosh Tar over here is put it in a place that it's not touching anything. And it can close off the two gaps, an imaginary line, so to speak, halachically or whatever, going from here to this. You put it right in the corner that's not touching anything. That's another pshat according to the Maharam, excuse me, in Rashi. In Rashi. Tefach. I don't think so. Don't think so. He certainly didn't have those straight lines like that. His ksav was a little crooked. Next pshat. Itmar Nami, Omar Shmuel Shmuel the Levi, Ma'amidoi keneged ayoytze. Okay, like the first shot we had. B'chei Moirim be'midrasha, and that's how they paskin there. We don't paskin like that, but that's how many Amorim paskin. Ma'amidoi keneged ayoytze. You do put it attached to one wall, in the, not as a triangle, but as a square. I'm holding this up for the next shot. Don't worry. Rabbi Simon v'itemer, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, oysele tevach soichei. So there's a regular tefach, and there's a laughing tefach, which means slightly, the fingers don't touch each other, like somebody that smiles and laughs, and it's a larger tefach. So you take a larger tefach, u'ma'amidoi, b'pachas m'shloisha tefachim, somach l'doifim. And you place it three tefachim away from the wall. So what do you have total? You have a little bit less than three tefachim gap, and that is closed in with halacha of lavud, plus one tefach, so we have four tefachim. Four tefachim is the majority of a seven tefach wall. You're supposed to have a seven tefach wall. Now you have the majority of it, and that's how we use the one. You want to know how to use the one tefach? You don't take that one tefach and put it on the wall. You take the one tefach, and you maximize its ability. That one tefach could create a four tefach wall. Why not do that? וכל פעם נשאו יש לסמך לדייף, אין כלא ודמי. אומר רב יהודה, סוכה הסויה כמובוי שירו. Mavui is an alleyway that, I don't have the picture here, we had it the other day, in those days the chatzeros used to go into the alleyway. Basically, according to Rashi, not according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, it's a mavui mefulash. It's open on both ends. So this is the alleyway, and you drive through here, you walk through here. So the point is, it's a sukkah that has two walls, very good walls, but they're not touching each other. They're not on right angles, it's not an L shape. It's just two walls that are separated. It's kosher. But you still need one tefach. What do you do with the tefach? He has four options here. He could put it on any one of the four sides. And here in this place, he put it right over here on this. Use the tefach over here. So you have one wall and a tefach. And opposite it, you have another wall. Big chiddush that this works. Because it's not shtayim kilchasim. It's shtayim kilchasim. Each one individually. I don't think so. No, that's a, that one is attached. Attached. Rabbi Simon Vitemo, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Oysa loy pasar bo mashu. In the Mavoy. Where you don't have the two walls touching each other, and it looks something like this. You make a nice, serious four teva piece of whatever, wood in this case, and you distance it three tvachim away from the corner, a little drop less than three. So now we have a total of seven. Four plus the gap of three is seven, and mamela we have a full-fledged wall in the case of a mavli. This is not a case of a regular sukkah that has two walls and we're trying to figure out what to do with the tefach. This is specifically for the case that you have two walls. How come we said before one tefach is enough and you put it three tefachim away from the wall? All of a sudden now we need a serious piece of wood that's four tefachim wide. Over there where the two walls are L-shaped, they're touching each other, so it's enough to use one tefach. Okay. Stam, interesting, halacha. What happens, what would you think? We're talking about shtayim kilchasan u'shlishis afilu tefach. So what if you have a sukkah, and in the sukkah you have your nice candelabra, costs $1,000, 2,000, whatever silver costed it, and sitting there in your sukkah, and it's open, it has only two walls and a tefach, and you're in the middle of 13th Avenue. As soon as you turn around, somebody's gonna, boop, and walk away. Is that a kosher sukkah? Because perhaps a sukkah that somebody could just grab your stuff and leave, that's not a good sukkah. I'll give you a hint. This is a halacha that says, this is a Mordechai, Rishon, who says that if you have a sukkah that's open like that, and you're scared to sleep, you're in the middle of a street, and people are going to walk by and poke you in the middle of the night, they're going to do stuff to you. So it's not kosher. The sukkah is not kosher. So what about a sukkah that you can steal from? So there was a chacham echa that said it's did the same halacha. But the Ramah said, it's loy sheririn v'loy kayamim, there's no connection. When you're sleeping, you're really scared. So it ruins your sleep. It's not a good shluff. And if you can't sleep, it's not a good sukkah. Any sukkah you can't. That's what the Ramah says. Okay. Weiter. Omar Rava. Ve'ena niteres ela. Bitzuras haPesach. Comes Rav and says, you know what you do with that tefach? You make a doorway out of the tefach. You take the tefach, you split it in half. Like a half and a half. Let's see if I have a good picture of it. Half a tefach over here, half a tefach over here. And you make a tzuras haPesach, like this. The entire wall. Okay, forget this part over here. I don't know if I have a better picture. Suras HaPesach. You take the, again, what do you do with the tefach? He says, you put it over here. He says, you put it three, 12. Comes Rav and says, no, take the tefach, cut it in half, take a saw, cut the tefach in half. Now you have a half a tefach over here, half a tefach over here, put something on top, you make a whole frame. There's nothing like a Suras HaPesach. When we're learning Erevin, Suras HaPesach is the strongest way to make a mechitza in Erevin. It's a lot better than a lechi, a lot better than a kaira, etc. Okay. So, that's when we have three shitas in Rava. What did Rava really mean? Did he say, the only way this could be mutters if you do a Tzuras HaPesach? Iked Amri, Omer Rava, and some say in Rava's name, Viniteres, Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. Not only do you use one tefach, if you want, you don't have a tefach piece of wood, it's hard to come by, wood is expensive, you have two, half a tefachim, I have a etzah for you. Either you could use your tefach piece of wood, or you could use two half tefachim and create a Tzuras HaPesach out of it. You have a choice. Yigid Amri, and a third sheet, Omarova, Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. What does that mean? That you need both. Let's see if I have here. Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. You take a Tzuras HaPesach, and you take a tefach in addition to the Tzuras HaPesach, and you put it three tefachim away, so now you have four tefachim, plus a Tzuras HaPesach, now you're golden. You have four tefachim over here, plus a Tzuras HaPesach of three tefachim, or whatever, and now you have a serious wall. You're combining a tefach with a Tzuras HaPesach. That's all the, here's the other picture, a Tzuras HaPesach that takes up. Here we go. By the way, I said it already twice since the beginning of the Sefer, but because it's Darizal's Yartzeit. Darizal is the one that says, Shtayim kil chason v'shlis afil tefach. Because Baruch Hu's hugging Klal Yisrael. One, two, and a little bit here. That's a hug. So Darizal will say b'shmoy on his Yartzeit. I saw an Alshich, Stam, because, you know, we're learning Sukkah now, we're learning about walls, we're learning, so how do you stick in a little bit of a Geshmaga thing for the 9 days? The Alshich says, Shnayim kil chosam shlishis afil tefach. He says, what are we daven for? Bonei chayev mizayin revichei. Three things. So he says, when you daven, there's a difference between these three things. You have bonim, children, chay life, and mizaynas, pernasa. He says, when you daven, make sure you daven for your children and health. Shnayim kil chosam. Those have to be kemosh tzarech. The shlishes, but the mezainas, it's a field tefach. Don't worry about it. Because Baruch will take care of you. Don't bother them. And if the Eitzah Hara comes along and says, listen, I need parnassus, I'm not doing well, what are we going to do? He says, then you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. Make a Tzuras HaPesach to remind you that we're going from this world to that world. We're only here temporarily. It's not a big deal. Chaparai, learn Torah, make sure you have children, make sure you have health. Parnassus, no. We're here at Tzuras HaPesach. And then I was reminded, I spoke to Rabbi Schoenberg last night. It was a murderous story. This is for the 9 days. Look over the 9 days. In 1190, there were 150 Jews that were trapped in a palace in York, in England. Here, in this palace right over here, the Clifford Palace. 1190, still here, it still exists. The guy were chasing them, and they made a deal with the guy over here, with the head, and he let them in, and then he turned on them, a whole mice, so they kicked him out, but everybody's screaming outside, we gotta kill the Jews. And they realized, and they said, if you come out, and you baptize, we'll let you live, otherwise, forget about it. You know what they did? They made a bracha, on Al-Kiddush Hashem, and they shechted each other. They all committed suicide. 150 Yidden in 1190. It's documented in story. Adayim Azeh, nobody sleeps in the town York. A Yid will not sleep there. If you live in England, right? Rabbi Schoenberg, MS, there's a Cherim or something, no? After five, it's like the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom. After 500 years, it passes. Nu, so you're marrying another woman?
We went through York on the train.
Yeah. Really? Oh, you don't even step into York? The island doesn't go to York. Fine. You don't even show that picture.
Auschwitz was close to
Narizal. Ah, the Auschwitz Narizal. Okay, very good.
Rabbi's always to come to Asher Sikum Shir, but he wouldn't let the Asher come to his Shir.
Ha! Okay. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Shekivanu. Kemat. He's saying the Alshech Narizal. It says the Narizal is the Yortzai. So he yoits it with the Torah of the Alshech. Okay. Beautiful. Weiter. Ravashi. Ashkech.
Kol Halashon.
Rav Kahana, the Kova Tefach Soichek. Vikovet Surah HaPesach. He did two things. Interesting. You know, people took this, seriously. I guess the wood was expensive, whatever, to make a whole wall was difficult. So he used the Tefach and the Tzuras HaPesach. Or maybe he stopped and wanted to show his children how he could be Yotze Sukkah. It's Halacha L'maisa. He could use a Tefach away from the wall, 3 Tfachim. In addition, you do a little bit of a Tzuras HaPesach. Bam, you have a kosher Sukkah, which really consists of 2 walls. Omer Leila Sover Mar, Lahod the Rava, the Omer Rava, Viniteris, Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. Rava says that you... that you could get away with only Tzuras HaPesach. Why do you do 2? Oh, yeah, no, okay. There's a three-way machlokes, what Rava said. I hold like the Lashon that says you need a Tefach and the Tzuras HaPesach. Lomar Rava, what's your name, Tzuras HaPesach? Okay. Shtayim Kilchason. 2 walls that are 7 Tefachim and 1 wall that's a Tefach for a total of 3 walls. Omar Rava. V'chein l'Shabbos. This is an amazing, amazing halacha. On Shabbos, this Shabbos coming up, if you carry from your house into a room that consists of 2 walls and a tefach, which is in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, you're over. You're carrying from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, 2 walls and a tefach don't do anything for you on Shabbos. But if it's Shabbos Sukkos, one time a year, this Shabbos, in the middle of Sukkot, it is a good Rosh Hashanah. You believe it? If it's a Sukkah, and it's a room, and I'm telling you, you could be Yotze Mitzvah Sukkah with this room, so it's a Rosh Hashanah for you. So all of a sudden, it flips into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, even though all other 51 weeks of the year, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Amazing. It's a wild halacha. V'chein l'Shabbos, migui. It's a migui. Since we consider this a full-fledged wall, have a doifelin Shabbos. That halacha, it's a doiraisa mechitzin our halacha l'mishmas Sinai. Halacha l'mishmas Sinai dictates that it's a true wall. So if it's a true wall, it's a wall for Shabbos, only the Shabbos of the year. I'll prove to you the opposite. But Anya, doifen sukkah ke doifen Shabbos. So it goes like this. This wall works if there's less than a 3 tefach gap between each piece of wood. Now, question. When Shabbos is a halacha, they can't have parutz meruba alignment. You can't have the open space be more square footage than the standing space. So, is this kosher on Shabbos? Yes. Why? Oh, not maybe. That is the pshat, because it's lavud. Lavud bridges the gap. This is considered completely closed. And memela, it works. Now, another halacha, the same thing. We learned this in Erevin. It doesn't matter what way you go. You see this a lot. People have these kind of sukkahs today. They sell them a little bit. Like, you know, you put these ropes because of the halacha that the wall can't sway. So they sell you this tight string and that doesn't move at all. You put it every less than 3 tefachim going this way and that works. Okay. Yiseiro, Shabbos al Sukkah. Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkah. Shabbos eino niteres ela ba'oimed meruba al haparetz. Mashe eikim b'sukkah. Okay, so here it goes. Look at this Sukkah right over here. So they did a very nice job. I don't know if you can see. The red, everything in red, obviously, is closed off. Everything in yellow is open. If you do the math here, because this wall is completely open, there are 18 amma that are open and 16 amma that are closed. So this is a good example of a parut meruba al ha'imid. There's more open area than closed area. On Shabbos, this sukkah is not a good mechitza. This is not a rishus hayachid. On Sukkot, it is. So what's the halacha be? That on Shabbos Sukkot, this should work. This should be a good sukkah. Why? Because since it's a good sukkah on every other day, so it should be a good sukkah on Shabbos. You're right that on a typical Shabbos, it doesn't work, but on the Shabbos of Sukkot, it should work. But that, it doesn't say that here. What does it say? My lav says, Abaya, you say Rosh Shabbos the sukkah, a sukkah. V'layam rinam migoy. That's what it says here. It says that there's a bigger chumran Shabbos than sukkahs. And that this sukkah does not work on the Shabbos in the middle of the yantav sukkahs. Why? Because it's parutz merubah alayimit. And parutz merubah alayimit does not work on Shabbos. You can't say migud. According to Rava, we should say migud. Since this is a perfect sukkah for all other days of the week and the weekdays, so this should be a good sukkah on Shabbos Kodesh, in the middle of sukkahs. And it says, l'chayr, it's not. Lo, you didn't understand pshat, says Rava back to Abaya. You say, Shabbos, the alma, al Shabbos, the sukkah. It's not true, you're right. The Shabbos of sukkahs, this does work. All the brides are saying is that a typical Shabbos, this week Shabbos, that this wouldn't be a good mechitza, but Sukkot, it is a good mechitza. So you see that there's a difference between Shabbos and Sukkot. Yachi, listen to me, say a Sukkot d'alma, a Sukkot the Shabbos. Let's do the reverse. Now what? Dilu Sukkot d'alma b'yotavach soichik. If you have two walls, just two walls, what do you have to do in order to make the Sukkot kosher? You have to add one tefach, not just a tefach, a fat tefach. Okay. And what if you have two walls on Shabbos? How do you carry in that place? It's called a mavui. What do you do to make a mavui mutter? You put a lechi. How big is a lechi? A mashu. There's no shir to a lechi. So now you see that Shabbos is more kal than sukkah. So why don't we say that? We should also add that as a chiddush. Not only are we going to take the kulos of sukkah, but we're also going to take the kulos of Shabbos. We took the kulos of sukkah, saying that you could also use a parts merubah la'imed. We took the kulos of sukkah, yeah? So let's take the kulos of Shabbos and say that all you need is a lechi mashu. You don't need a tefach seichik. You don't need a full fist. You could do a little tiny sliver of wood, and that should also work. So here's the picture. Here's an open mavi. And he puts tzach on top. All you need to do, even though these two walls are not touching each other, all you need to do is put a tiny little piece of wood right over here, called the lechi. You don't need a full-fledged tefach. Kosher. So what's the question? The question is, so why don't you put it in the braisa? Tell me to halacha. Say, if I'm going to use a kula of sukkah, on Shabbos sukkahs, in other words, I have a wide open sukkah, it has air everywhere, it's 51% air and 49% wall. Typically on Shabbos, that's not a good room. That's not a rishus hayachid. But because that Shabbos fell out in the middle of the yantav of sukkahs, It's a good wall. So that's kula number one. Halacha number two, if I create a sukkah made out of two walls, instead of typically having to use a full tefach, I can use a sliver of wood that's barely noticeable. It's called a lechi, and that works. Since it works on a regular Shabbos in the middle of the year for people to carry in the mavli, it also works on sukkahs, two halachas. Says the Gemara, you're not going to like the Torah so much. I like tzvichalei. You're 100% right. But there's no need to write it. Why? Hashto mekilta lechamirta amrinam. If Shabbos, if you're over on Shabbos, you get misa, skila, there's nothing worse than getting stoned to death. Sukkah's new. It didn't eat in the sukkah. I ate outside of the sukkah. They're not going to give me misa for that. So it's much more chomer Shabbos. And I'm willing to take the big chomer Shabbos and say that typically You can't use this as a mechitza on Shabbos because it has too much air. But it's on Sukkos, the cow makes it into a good mechitza. So certainly, mechamir delekilta lekolshken. Then of course, if it's a good lechi, the lechi works on Shabbos, of course it's going to work on Sukkos. There's no need for me to say it. Unbelievable. I know you're not going to like it, huh? Shaking his head. He doesn't like it. Okay. Can't win them all. What are you saying? So the sukkah is more chamor? But Rav is the one that was l'chadish d'zdin. Rav himself was l'chadish d'zdin. Yeah. I saw what you did there, Gary. I saw. I like it. It's not bad. You're getting better at it. He zoomed that out. The oilam zoomed. He showed the oilam, and then he went. But it's hard. You have to control. I'll tell you how it works. This joystick has a zoom in the stick as you turn it, and you move it forward and backwards. So you could. You have to. It's like that's what they said. They asked me, "How come you're not good at this?" I was pretty shmach. You have to be coordinated. You have to like zoom in. And he's playing with it. And at the same time, okay, that's where they get paid the big bucks up there. Gufo Marava. Now we're turning to the Zion of the Bays, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refuahs, and Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.amindav.com. Oh, so we just finished talking about this case. Sikech Agabim Mavoy Shesh Lelechi. There's two walls, and he puts the schach on top of the two walls. There's no connecting walls here. All he does is puts a little tiny piece of wood. I didn't even know. Gary, could you zoom? Oh, look at that. Right over here is a piece of wood. That's called a lechi. Wow, Gary, you're getting really good at it. Fine. By the way, I have to say, I forgot to mention, I have to say, tremendous yishkoyach. Who took the picture of me? Chaim Snow. Chaim Snow is a videographer who came in from Efrat. He spent hours and hours. He just got back from America. Spent hours to adjust the coloring. We have new equipment. And everything has to be adjusted. The audio, the this. So Yishkoyach to Chaim Snow. V'omar Rava. Sikech agabi pasi birois. No. Sikech agabi mov shish lech chero. V'omar Rava. Sikech agabi pasi birois. Chero. By the way, here, Stam. I don't know if we skipped this already. This is a great picture to show how a sukkah, this idea of parts merubah la'imed. This sukkah is missing two walls. So right there is 50-50. In addition to the two walls that are missing, he created a door, has a window. So obviously the open space, the open area is a lot more than what's closed. And this is 100% kosher on sukkahs. This on Shabbos would be problematic. It's Shabbos sukkah, it is good. Okay, here's a good example, because you're allowed to have windows, you're allowed to have that kind of stuff. Now, these are, I brought this picture because the picture I'm about to show you doesn't really show the L shape. So I wanted to show you the L shape first. Again, you're in the middle of Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelist, but it's much better to say you're in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, full-fledged Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. You're permitted to make Diyumdin, also called Pasibirois. These are made out of one amma by one amma L shapes. And halachically, we bridge the gap, 13 amma, whatever it is, and we create a Rishus HaYachid. Because this well is Rishus HaYachid. It's 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, Rishus HaYachid. So it'd be also for you to draw water from here in Shabbos, and we're concerned about the oily regalim. Chachamim said, this works every single time. This works every Shabbos of the year, Hanukkah also. Chachamim said, don't use it. We restrict you to use it only by Aliyah Lerega. Okay, fine. That's the restriction, but Midrash said this is mutter. This works perfectly. So now I took this and I made this. You see what I'm saying? You don't really see the L shape here. I tried a little bit to draw over here and whatever. I don't know why, but you don't see it. So now you take on top of the L shape, you put schach. So now, Be'etzim, we have three halachas. We just learned two of them on top of this page. Now what? That if you have a mavi, two walls, you're allowed to put tzchach on top, provided you put a little lechi. We have these funny walls. They're not really walls. I don't know what you could call them. These are L-shaped brackets. I put tzach on top and we're great. And then we have the halacha that we spoke about before, all the way in the beginning of this year, and the whole day actually, the whole amud, is that one tefach. What do you do with the tefach? It says, Gemara Tzricha, all three are big chidushim. The Ashmina Mavoi, Mishum the Ikesh State Fun is Mal Yisrael. When we're talking about a Mavoi, let's see. So the question is, why do I need these two? And the answer is, this guy has beautiful walls. Look how tall they are. They're massive. They're just not touching each other. So the chiddush in this one is that they're not touching each other. The chiddush in this one is that they might be touching, but they're very small. They're only one amma by one amma. Nothing. This is also a chiddush. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Each one has its own little chiddush. The Ashmin and Mavim is from the Ikesh State Fanis Mal Yisrael. You have two perfect walls. Avigavi Pasibirois, the Ikesh State Fanis Mal Yisrael. You only have an amma. How much is an amma? Six tvachim. So you have six tvachim and six tvachim. You don't have a single wall that consists of a seven tefach wall. Emelai, it shouldn't work. Viashmin Pasibirois. And if it only said this case of four one amma walls, Mishum the ikas shame, arbit funis. You have, at the end of the day, you have four walls. Yes, not, they're not seven tvachim, but they're four. I was thinking, gavim avoy, the like shame arba funis. Over here, in this case, you only have two walls. They're massive, but they're only two. Emeloi, viashmin anitarti. And if I said these two cases, michamirta likilta. I'm going from Shabbos to Sukkos. Shabbos is chomer because it's misa. Sukkos is not misa. Avam mekilta l'chamirta emeloi. But to say the chiddush that we started off, the big chiddush of Rava, that if you have two walls and a little tefach, typically that does not work for Shabbos. Why? It's not considered a Rosh Hashanah at all. But since it's a good sukkah, says Rav, it's also a good Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. I wouldn't know to go that direction. To take a halacha that works in sukkahs and use it for Shabbos. That's a bigger chiddush. New sugya. Tremendous chiddushim over here. So he said that the tzchach has to provide enough shade. And if there's more sun coming in than shade, the sukkah is possible. That's the first mission in sukkahs. Sukkah. Tera abana. Chamasa machmas sikuch, v'lay machmas tfanes. What if there's windows in the sukkah and a lot of sun comes in? It's burning you up. Shaila, alacha l'maisa. A good sukkah, not a good sukkah. Says the Tanna Kamma, it's not a problem. Because we are only concerned about what the schach does. What's the ikur sukkah? Sukkah means schach. I need to make sure that I have the proper amount of schach. If I put sun directly on top of my sukkah, does it create shade or does it not create shade? I don't care whether the sun is coming in from the walls or not. That's not my problem. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshi Oimer, af machmas tfonois. No, I must be concerned about the walls. So you said before that this kind of sukkah, even though it's parus merubah la'oimeh, let me find that picture. Let me ask you if you're going to change your mind here. You also said this, Noam. If you have a sukkah that's made out of strings, a bunch of lavuds, we all know what it looks like, but let's get the picture. Forget it, I give up. Okay, you know what it looks like. Let's say you have a wall made out of glass. Your sukkah, your whole sukkah is made out of glass. It's a kosher wall, but sun comes directly in. Or, worst case, your sukkah is made out of strings. Every 2.5 tefachim is a string. We said that works, even though it's parts of it. It works, you said, because it's loved. According to Rabbi Yoshia, kosher or not kosher? It's good kasha, no? Because halachically, it's closed. But physically, the sun comes in. What do you say, Rabbi? Not kosher. Why? He's right. Tosis on Amud Aleph says that it's not kosher. Tiny little Tosis in the middle. Shaloi Eben Kona Lekona. According to Rabbi Yoshia, this sukkah would be possible. Sukkah made out of glass. Sukkah made out of lavud. Not kosher. We don't pass it like that. According to Rabbi Yoshia, it would be a problem. Remember, we're talking about the kapoyres. Now we're talking about the poroiches, not to be confused. I didn't have a better picture. For lack of picture, here's the poroiches. It's a curtain. This is where the Aron used to be. This is the Evan Shasia, where we do the kapoyres. It says in the pasuk that this poroiches, which is a standing wall, creates shade, schach. So you see that standing walls have to create schach for our sukkah. V'sakoy zal Aron es haparoiches, that it creates a mechitza, parochas mechitza, bekokai rachman eschacha, alma mechitza, kischach beinon. So you see that it has to provide shade, says Rabbi Yoshua. V'rabanon, ahu denikov beipurto, says the Gemara, is not true. It's interesting, but they're going to say that on top of this parochas, there's the overhang. It actually created shade from the top, not from the side. That's what it means. Omar Abaya, very, very easy sugyo. Abaya says there are 8, not 7, not 6, 8 tanoim that hold that a sukkah has to be a diras keva. That a sukkah has to be a permanent structure, can't be a flimsy, temporary structure. With all these tanoim, we don't paskin like it at all. Omar Abaya. Now, another thing we have to understand is, yes, these Tanoim, in theory, they have the same theory, but they don't agree with each other. In other words, you're going to see Rebbe says the sukkah has to be 4 amas, Bishami says it has to be 7 tvachim. But they don't agree with each other. Omar Abaye, they agree with the idea, not with the outcome. All 8. Kulu sfirlu, sukkah diris kevabina. And now we go one by one, very, very simple. Rebbe, this sign, Rebbe, oime kol sukkah shein ba'arba amas, al'arba amas, psula. A sukkah has to be a permanent structure. It has to have 4x4. Like a mensch. You live like a mensch. You don't live in a little garbage can. You live in a 4x4. Rabbi Yoshua Adam Maron, we just said that if the sun comes through the walls, it's not a good dira. You wouldn't either live like that. You want sun shining into your face? No. So it has to be a permanent structure. Rabbi Yudin, this non-sukkah, shigavay lamal mensch, ma'am psula. The famous Rabbi Yudin in our first Mishnah. If it's above 20 amah, the Mishnah says it's possible, but comes along Rabbi Yudin. Why? Because it could be a permanent structure. It could be a 20 amma structure. Reb Shimon is of the opinion that the sukkah has not 4 walls. Why? One of the reasons he said all the way at the end, the pasuk says it should protect you from all the elements. No, that's a permanent structure, like a house. Protects you from the rain. I printed it. You guys know what it looks like, but I printed, why not? There's beautiful pictures. Might as well show it. If you make your sukkah like Chabad on top of your pickup truck or on your boat. So Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible. Why? On the boat too? In Venice? Wow. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's possible because it could blow off in the wind. It's not, it keeps on moving. Whatever the reason, it has to be a permanent structure. So this is a completely different sheet to the Rebbe that says that you need 4 amas. But the point is, I need to provide, says Bishamai, a table. Why table? What's a table? Because it has to be like a house. You have to have furniture. You have to live like a mensch. Permanent structure. Rebbe Lezer, this not always is because it can be a tzrif. Here, a tzrif, like this. Little teepee hut, whatever it is. It doesn't have a nice tzrif. People don't like living in roundish, like, here's a guy from the Koyla who was telling me yesterday. Rebbe Yochim is here, he's running away. Imagine if my brother had a situation like this. He had rooms in the attic. And you have a bathroom, just picture, a bathroom, shower, you can't live like that. It's very, very difficult. Nobody wants to live like that. You want to live in straight walls. This is temporary. This for whatever. I'm not going to say that. Fine. Or, like this, once again, like in the houses over here, I actually have it here. We're trying really hard to raise the roof. We have a second floor on the top. The rooms go like this. It's difficult. You don't want to live like that. And finally, and this is all we're doing for today, Acherim, the Sanyo, We're going to go into tomorrow. If the sukkah is round, it's like a chicken coop. Psula, lefish ein lazavio. Imagine living in a round structure. Everything is round. Wherever you go, there's no wall, there's no end, there's no beginning. People don't like living like that. It has to be permanent. Here's the eight sheetahs that a sukkah has to be permanent. Have a wonderful day. Wow.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.